another person? Oh my gosh! Hey! Hey, wait! Don't leave me here just yet! Don't leave me. Sorry, I don't mean to sound so desperate. But I need your help. Something awful has risen in me again, and I need your help to get rid of it before the moonlight shines down on me again. Who am I? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. How could I have let myself go so fast? I'm Fluttershy, and I just need your help. Who am I? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. How could I let myself go so fast? I'm sorry. I'm Fluttershy, and I just need your help. Why you? Well, you're the only one around. I just woke up in my bath form, but still with my wits about me, and I knew I had to get out of here before the night took over me. But I'm lost in this forest, and I haven't completely gotten the hang of using these bat wings to fly just yet. Even if I can use them while I'm not myself. You still don't understand? Okay, I guess I have no choice but to tell you. These bats of the night, I'm connected to them, you see. I'm not a normal pony. Ever since a spell was cast on me by a friend, I've been having nights where I black out, and then the next morning I'm on the ground in the middle of the forest. Sometimes it's the evergreen forest from Ponyville, other nights it's a forest in the far end of Canterlot. It's such a dangerous and unstable form that I've been trying hard to suppress or control, but it just won't go away, especially on nights like this. Well, the moon is full on Hallow's Eve. Last year, around this exact time, I turned, and it wasn't like all of the other times. That time, I was more than just a bat pony fusion. I was like a running animal in heat. I can't afford to hurt someone who could wander into this forest, or even worse, kill someone in that form. I'm not just a girl who can handle having that on her conscience. That's why I need you, and I'm sorry for laying this all on you so fast and so suddenly, but I don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. You have to get me out of here before she's released. Look, I know I don't know you much, but I need you to take me out of here before it happens again. Please, I don't want to have her take over and hurt you before I... Please, I... No! No!
For help, huh? Do you not realize just how far into this forest you are? Away from any sort of civilization? No one can hear us here. I already tried screaming for help before your scent traveled to me. And I simply don't want to wait another year before I can have this chance again. God, your scent, your musk, it's intoxicating. Usually when I'm like this, I only have a craving for fruit, but tonight, I just have a craving for blood. As good as you smell. I'm sorry, but I just couldn't resist, and your noise is only fueled by fire. Oh, I can't resist. I need more. Oh. You're the best meal I've ever tasted. So much better than any fruit I could eat. Oh, look at you. All red and flustered. What's the matter? Do you like seeing me like this? Your blood coating my mouth, my fangs and tongue dripping with your essence. Tell me, do you like that you're all alone here with me? Do you like that you and only you get to see my darkest self? Do you like that you could smell your blood in the air and see my glowing red eyes, my messy hair, my bat-like wings and ears, my own scent? Tell me, can you smell me? Oh, maybe you'd be able to smell me better if my wet pussy was mashed against your face. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got off to biting and drinking up your delicious blood. Now that I've given you the pleasure of being bitten by me, you have to return the favor, understand? Now lick me up. Just love to have this glistening pussy in your face, don't you, disgusting being? You want to be treated like nothing but a sex toy, a piece of meat that I can eat up, then dispose of. I'm sick of being that nice little girl pony everyone can rely on. Every girl has a dark side. Every girl has a darkness she needs quelled, that needs to be fed. Oh, yeah, you're the perfect meal. I'm not gonna stop eating until every single part of me is satisfied. Fluttershy doesn't know this because she blacks out when it's me taking her. But I have been killing. Oh, yes. I've been feeding on and killing all sorts of creatures and beings like the likes of you. But only on this time of year my heat comes. And all I want to do is rape and take every creature that comes my way. I'm her powerful being. I'm more powerful than she could ever be. And yet I am her. I am her darkness. I am her fucked up desires that she represses every day. I am her bat.
Ah!
Oh, Celestia, yes. I don't care if you come with me or not, but I'm out to spray myself all over you. And when I do, I'm going to mark you. I'm going to bite your neck so hard you will permanently feel it. You will permanently and forever feel me and my fangs there until you die at my feet. Here it comes. Yes. Yes. Until the entire world is stained with blood that I choose to spill. Until everyone knows that until I cover each creature that crosses me, until every creature knows they will be covered in my cum and their blood. Oh, have fun dying alone, my dried up apple.